Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Grace Marie is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of the Gaitin Institute. She's the world's expert on healthcare social public policy. And she is the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, and our good friend Grace Marie Turner. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Always a pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you back, Grace Marie. You know, Grace Marie, when Obamacare was being rolled out and touted in the early days, and even as late as in the last, say, the last year, I continue to hear the proponents of it talk about some of the great parts of Obamacare. You know, guaranteed insurability was one, and the second big one was, and you can stay on your parents' insurance till you're 26. And my thought is, you know, as a grizzled old business owner, you know, always cutting to the chase, right? What I said to the television when I'd hear them say those things, probably yelling at the television, who's going to pay for all that? This is fine, but somebody has to pay for mandated coverage. Somebody has to pay for extending the availability of insurance to 26-year-olds. Now we know, don't we?
We do. Some researchers from Stanford University and Harvard looked at the cost of this, really probably one of those popular parts of Obamacare, of forcing employers who provide employer-based health insurance to cover the children, quote-unquote, of their workers up to age 26. Previously, they'd only covered them to age 19 in general. We learned from these researchers, very extensive paper, that it costs the average worker with employer-based health insurance $1,200 a year in lost compensation.
Wow.
In order for employers to provide this new benefit. And it is not exclusively the employees whose children are on the policy. It's across the board.
That's what it took. Because that's what you have to realize, folks. With insurance is all of us throwing together to cover each other if we should happen to need it. And so when you extend this kind of coverage to a certain group of people, it has to be spread across the population, doesn't it?
It does. And if it were only being paid for by the people whose children are on their policies, obviously those costs would be much higher. The fact that it is only, quote, only $1,200 is indicated that people who don't have children are also paying price in lost wages.
Right.
And when we see all those numbers come out from the government about wages flattening, well, you have to look at Obamacare. And this is just one provision. There are others that are causing lost wages as well.
Well, I see when a company decides to add a feature, they have to charge for that, and then they have to go to the marketplace and compete with that price. When the government adds this on, it just takes in everybody. It's by fiat, the Obamacare, basically by fiat, made all of us pay for this, didn't it?
Well, and one of the things that has happened is some employers, or especially smaller employers, as you know, are saying, I just can't afford to pay health and provide health insurance any longer.
That's right.
And so they get out all together.
That's right.
And therefore, they may be able to increase their competitive advantage by paying more wages, but they're not offering health insurance anymore.
Right, right, exactly. Now, it's really something. And not only that, the other thing is the mandates and the guaranteed insurability. My insurance, the health insurance for my family has literally doubled in the last 2 years. And our deductibility has gone up as well, and we don't have as good a coverage in terms of people who are available to us, services that are available to us. We don't have as good a coverage as we did, and that's what Obamacare did to me.
And tens of millions of people, Jim, are in the same boat.
Yep.
And when people say, oh, we're done with Obamacare, it's a success, let's just move on, people are saying, no, we are not. And how much longer can this last? Can you afford another doubling of your
Well, and thank goodness,
I'm
fortunate enough to be able to afford the increase. I don't like it, but I can afford it. But look at the families who can't. And look at the people who lost their job because the company couldn't afford to do it for everybody. And so something had to give, so payroll gave.
And the government has decided that you're having this generous, rich, mandated health insurance policy is more important than a family that wants to send its children to better schools, that wants to live in a better neighborhood, that needs a car so that they don't have to take public transportation to get to work. That the government has decided no, health insurance is more important than all that. They're mandating that you buy it.
Yep. And that's what's happened, folks. When we come back, I'm going to ask Grace Marie to talk to us about the entitlement debate in the presidential race that's going on right now. We'll do that right after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasting. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.